Hello and welcome to Condensed History Gems, and it's another Fast Five, and this week you've got me, Greg, not really with a Fast 5 minutes of history like we normally at least pretend to do here, but starting off certainly with both an apology and a thank you. First of all, a massive thank you to Jem for being incredibly understanding, and thank you to all of you for being understanding as well. And my apologies, because some of you will have noticed that for the first time in 3 years of doing these podcasts, on Tuesday, the Condensed Histories podcast, the Condensed History Gems podcast, fell silent. And let me be very, very clear, the part to blame for this was not the Gems part. Jem had done everything he normally does. He'd actually done all the research. We did the recording. We managed to squeeze a recording session in a very busy time for both of us. Jem had done all his part. It was entirely my fault. I did not make sure that it was uploaded correctly as it should have been. We had various file problems and all sorts of stuff. And the truth of the matter is, I haven't had a chance to sort it out in that time, because this last week I've been all hands to the pump working on my brand new project. I say my brand new project, I should say our brand new project, because for the first time in a long time, I'm actually co-working on a show with the wonderful Flick, my fiancé, and we have been working on a new show called Curious Aquatica, which is our conservation show, all based around a mermaid, and obviously Flick looking very, very beautiful as a mermaid, and me prancing around the stage doing magic and all sorts. And this week has been full on. I did the Coventry Steampunk Weekend last weekend. I was MC the Friday night show, then I was performing all day on the Saturday. We managed to find half an hour between the daytime show before I was performing again in the evening event. Then we did the Sunday. The Sunday night we drove back. Every day this week I've had a couple of fossil trips a day. The Monday we had to rehearse Curious Aquatica as well. Tuesday was our big full rehearsal session. We had about 5 hours rehearsing that day, and a lot of that was taken up with rebuilding and reworking the set where we had a few problems with the set pieces. Then Wednesday I did led two long fossil trips with loads of school groups. Then on Wednesday night I ended up going out and doing another show that evening. Thursday I did another couple of fossil trips, and we had to drive all the way to Essex from the Isle of Wight, ready for this morning Friday when I got up and I went to do the very first Curious Aquatica school show. And there are two takeaways from this, apart from the apologies that this week's Tuesday Condensed History Gem did not come out as it should, and I haven't had time to fix that problem yet. The first thing that is taken away from this is that the phrase "hardest man in show business" is very well earned. Anybody with a real job, anybody who does anything real for a living, you know, teachers, doctors, anybody who does a real job, you're all sitting there thinking, wow, this actor is moaning about being tired. It sounds like he's been prancing around, having fun, walking on the beach, doing shows. And you're not wrong. I've had a fantastic week, but it has been tiring. But let me tell you, this morning I did the Curious Aquatica show, and even right up to the last minute it was stressful. We had trouble finding a space to change Flick into her mermaid costume. We had sort of people in the room before we expected them to be in the room. We had various little setbacks as we were trying to get ready. But when I walked on the stage for the first time and we started Curious Aquatica show, and when it finished up and Flick had done her part, and it was really her first time as a performer, as an actress, and certainly her first time as a mermaid on stage, it was just so, so worthwhile. The students we had listening, they took it all in. They were listening to the conservation message. They wanted to come up afterwards and discuss the conservation message. Now, was the entire show perfect? Well, I wouldn't necessarily say perfect. For a start, I had warned Flick before we started that a script was a flexible document for me. Now, what the script actually turned out to be on this occasion was, I kind of written this lovely, quite normal children's theatre and education conservation show play thing. What I actually performed was really a parody of my own show. I went on stage and I immediately started having a bit of fun around it, started playing around with it, and the show was of course written in that way. If I tell you at one point I row across the stage in an inflatable boat, that should give you some idea of the weirdness that's going on. But it was infinitely worthwhile, so thank you to all of you, and particularly for Jem, for putting up with me just this once in 3 years, failing to deliver the podcast edit as I should have done. We will be back on Tuesday with a proper episode. We'll have the full Tuesday episode as normal. But for now, thank you all very much for listening. Thank you all very much for understanding. And well done to my wonderful fiancé, Flick, who today stepped up and became a performer for the first time. So that is all from us. Thank you very much for listening. But for now, goodbye and take care.